With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tuesday is day two of the Democrat National Convention. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has a preview from Chicago.
DNC organizers say today's theme is a bold vision for America's future. Featured speakers include Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama. As the Democrats meet here in Illinois, the Trump campaign continues to visit battleground states every day this week. Their focus today is on crime and safety. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNnews.com, former GOP Congressman J.D. Hayworth of Arizona says the Democrat National Convention is awash in contradictions.
Forget Vice President Harris and her inflation, if you will, of a per-child tax credit to $6,000 a year. The real sentiment about children is expressed with having a mobile Planned Parenthood clinic to offer abortions.
Congressman Hayworth spoke with Salem Radio Network. Former President Trump says Kamala Harris refuses to do a Fox News debate on Truth Social this evening. The former president said, quote, Comrade Kamala Harris has just informed us that she will not do the Fox News debate September 4th. I'm not surprised by the development because I feel that she knows it is very difficult at best for her to defend her record-setting flip-flopping on absolutely everything she once believed in, including her statements that there will be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border. Rather than the debate on September 4th, I have agreed to do a teletown hall anchored by Sean Hannity for Fox. It will take place in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, end quote. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom considers a blasphemy law.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the United States, administrators are bracing for a resurgence of anti-Semitic protest of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer breaks provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, and allowing protest only in designated areas. This is SRN News. A 30-year-old Georgia deputy is killed in a shooting over the weekend.
A sheriff's deputy in Georgia was shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police say was an ambush on the officers by a suspect who took his own life. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Brandon Cunningham, who was 30, died at a hospital from a gunshot wound. They say two deputies responded to a call shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday and immediately were fired upon from a home in Hiram, Georgia. Police say the male suspect died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, and a woman who was involved in the dispute was shot and listed in stable condition. I'm Julie Walker.
Primary races take place in Alaska, Florida, and Wyoming today. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz battles Aaron Dimmock, who is backed by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. More details at SRNnews.com.